The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
Well, hi there, everybody. I'm Sean Wood, and welcome to This Week in Modify Country here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. This week, we'll talk with Jessica Power. She picked up her first career Sportsman Modify win last Saturday night at the Brockville, Ontario Speedway. Plus, we'll have some news and notes for you from around the world of modified racing. That's all coming up next here on This Week in Modified Country on the DirtTrackChannel.com.
The snow on the track is melting, Charlie. It won't be long now. The NASCAR boys will be back.
You're right, Pete. I can hear the engines now.
Tony Stewart, he wants the second spot. Kurt Busch would like it as well.
Winter's over at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, and it's time to get your race face on. Earnhardt, Johnson, Hamlin, Stewart, and Busch are ready to go the extra mile in the Lennox Industrial Tools 301, July 14th through the 17th. All for the right to raise the Loudon Lobster. Let's get this party started. Great weekend racing, camping, entertainment, and fast friends all weekend long at New Hampshire Motor Speedway.
It ain't over till the big gal sings, and she hasn't even begun to warm up the vocal cords yet.
Sunday tickets start at just $39. Go to NHMS.com or call 603-783-4931. It's your Speedway, New England. Now, let's go racing.
And welcome back to This Week in Modified Country here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Glad to have you with us. We go north of the border, and we say thank you to all the great fans that follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and on the website in Canada. As we know, we have a large contingency, both English and the French-speaking Canadians. And we bring on female driver Jessica Power, who picked up her first career Sportsman Modified win last Saturday night at the Boss Track in the North, the Brockville, Ontario Speedway. Jessica, it's a pleasure to just talk with you, and congratulations on the win.
Well, thank you very much. It's exciting to talk to you, too.
So tell me, I was reading the press release. It sounded like you and Dylan Evoy had a pretty good battle. Take me, from your perspective, through your first career victory.
It was an exciting race. I'm not sure really what went on in the back of the field. I was fortunate enough to get out front and stay there. I was running by myself for quite a while until the caution came out, and I was a little nervous because I knew it would bunch everyone up behind me, but with one lap to go, Dylan Evoy came inside, and I saw his wheels next to me, and I just tried to stay calm, and going down the backstretch, we were side by side, and I guess I just wanted a little bit more, and I went into 3 and 4, and came alongside me, and I respect that he didn't hit me to move me out of the way to get the win, but it was an exciting race at the end.
So what really was going through your head as you were coming into turn number 3, knowing that within a half a turn you had a shot at your first ever career win? What were you thinking about that particular time?
Just finishing the race. All I could think was, you know, a win would be great, second would be just as nice as long as I can finish the race, and there's nobody else that I would have rather been racing next to other than Dylan. He's a great driver, and it was, and he's last year's track champion at Brockville, so it was an honor to beat him.
That's always a good thing, to beat last year's track champion. Now, Jessica is no stranger to winning races at Brockville. She was the Rookie of the Year in the four-cylinder division in 2003. So what did it feel like when you finally knew you had won your first Sportsman Modified win at the track?
I'm not even just sure how to describe the feeling. Excitement, sort of relief that it finally happened. We've struggled for a couple years in the Sportsman car, and it was just nice to finally get a win.
Was this the closest in terms of leading and having a shot at the win that you had been in before, since you started back in 2008?
No, actually, last year I led quite a few laps of a race, but Shane Pecor got by me near the middle of the race, and I followed him around for a second place, which is nothing to be ashamed of either. So I've led a few laps, but never quite made it to victory lane.
You've been racing for 8 years now. Have you seen anything change in the way that female drivers are treated today compared to how you were treated when you first got into racing back in 2003?
I think there's more respect now. I think people are starting to realize that we can do it just as well as the boys, and we're here, and they don't really have a choice.
there, of course, are a lot of tremendous Canadian drivers throughout the years in modified racing. As you were growing up and watching races, did you have a favorite in particular?
I didn't really, actually. I didn't start watching dirt racing until 2002, so it's fairly new to me.
So 2002, you watched. 2003, you start racing. How did you convince your parents that you want to get into a race car? And what was Mom's reaction to that as well?
Mom was nervous. She's still nervous. Dad was thrilled. He thought it was a great idea, and we built our first car together in our driveway, so it was a great family experience for us.
Well, that's neat, because that's what the underlying tone of this sport is all about. It's all about family and doing things together as a family. So you race at Brockville, you race at Can-Am, you do some stuff at Cornwall, and now you're looking at doing the dirt tour for the Sportsman throughout the year. What goals do you have set for yourself for the rest of the year, and where would you like to be in racing, say, 5 years from now?
The goals for this year, I think, are to just keep going the way we've been going. If we don't make all the tour races, it's not the end of the world. We, of course, would like to finish top 10 in points, but that's something that we'll just have to wait and see. 5 years down the road, I haven't really thought about it. I'm just enjoying what I do now, and I think the biggest thing with racing is when it's not fun anymore, that's when you need to stop, and so far it's still fun, so I'm going to keep going.
That's great to hear. We're talking with Jessica Power. She's from Kingston, Ontario, Canada, and she was the winner last Saturday night in the Sportsman Modified Division at the Brockville, Ontario Speedway. When you went and watched the races, as you were sent me in an email, you said you went to watch a friend race with your parents. What was it about dirt track racing that made you turn around and say, "Hey, Dad, I want to go racing"?
It was exciting. Everybody kind of bumped a little bit, and it wasn't... I enjoy asphalt racing, but to me, it's not quite as exciting. There's an aspect of it being unknown with a dirt track, where the track conditions are always changing, and from week to week, a track could be completely different, so...
Well, speaking of asphalt racing, do you follow the IndyCar series at all?
I don't, no. I find it hard to find time with all the racing and working on the car and everything else that goes along with it.
Social life? What social life, right?
Yeah, exactly. What's that?
Well, yeah. If somebody in this business knows what social life is, please let us know. And you have a very interesting degree that you got from Queen's University. Why don't you tell us about that, and how did you go after that degree?
I have a degree in classical studies, which is ancient history, Roman, and everything Greek and Roman. I started at Queen's in 2004, and I started out in chemistry, actually, and took a few classics courses out of interest. And decided I liked it a little bit more than chemistry, so that's what I pursued.
Yeah, I remember the days of chemistry and differential calculus and physics, and that's why I'm not on the Weather Channel in Atlanta right now. Oh, those long nights of differential calculus, all to find out what X was related to. That was the most frustrating part. You're trying to find out what the answer is to one letter.
Exactly.
Now, what do you hope to do with your degree?
I'm not really sure. Right now, my job isn't really related to my degree, but I'm always taking new courses and learning new things, and maybe one day down the road, I'll get my master's degree. I'm not sure.
Have you done any traveling in terms of what you like to do with that degree? Have you been over to Greece or ancient Rome and seen any of that stuff?
Yeah, I went to Italy and Greece a couple years ago and got to see everything I studied about, and that was very exciting.
That sounds pretty cool. Now, growing up in Canada, I have to think you have some following of being a hockey fan, maybe?
Of course.
Dare I ask what team you root for?
Vancouver.
Vancouver. And you're in Kingston.
Yes.
this one I have to hear.
Yeah, I'm not sure why.
I would have thought it would be down between Montreal and Toronto, but Vancouver, wow, that's definitely interesting. Of course, my boys are already playing golf and the Flyers, but I know I can say one thing for sure. My man, Don Cherry, he ought to be the commissioner of the National Hockey League. I know that. We get things straightened out.
Yeah, he's quite a character.
Yeah, and those suits are pretty polychromatic at times, too.
They are.
rest of the season, now that you have a win under your belt, what would you like to accomplish, say, at Brockville and Can-Am, which is your regular tracks on Friday and Saturday, respectively? Is there anything else that you want to accomplish before the 2011 season is over?
I don't think anything in particular. Top 10 in points at both would be great, but again, we'll just have to wait and see.
And what about anything other than the regular tour and the tracks that you race at? Are you looking at any of the bigger events such as Syracuse or coming down that way or going other places in the States to race at all?
Not right now, no. Racing's tough on a budget, so we will see what the future holds. We'd like to go to Syracuse, but it's a big track and it's a lot of work, so it might be another year or two before we make it there.
And expensive too, particularly if you get into the wall at Syracuse. It's not too forgiving.
No, it's not.
Well, Jessica Power, we want to thank you for your time, for joining us here on This Week in Modified Country. It's been a pleasure to chat with you, and wish you all the best luck. And again, congratulations on getting your first ever Sportsman Modified win last Saturday night at the Brockville, Ontario Speedway.
Thank you.
Jessica Power joining us here on This Week in Modified Country. We'll take a break and be back with more of the show right after this. With 30 years experience, Kinzer Air Filters is a trusted name in the racing industry. Their 360-degree dome positive charge air filter is the cleanest air filter on the market. From sprint cars and midgets to late models, drivers rely on Kinzer Air Filters as a brand they can trust while being economically affordable. It's easy to use and cleans with soap and water. To learn more, call Roger Kinzer at 812-327-7103. That's 812-327-7103. Or visit KinzerDirect.com. Kinzer Air Filters, made in the USA. Welcome back to This Week in Modified Country, everybody. A couple of news and notes for you for this broadcast. The All-Star Circuit of Champions will be at the Utica Rome Speedway on Sunday night. That will wrap up their five-race Eastern Swing Tour. But it's the modified points that are pretty hot at the moment. Stuart Friesen was last week's winner, and he leads Bobby Varin by just 2 points, with Pat Ward sitting third, just 8 points behind. Speaking of Bobby Varin, his son Danny Varin picked up his first career win at Fonda last week. He has now won in three different divisions at Fonda: the Modifieds, Sportsman, and in the Sprint Cars. Eddie Marshall picked up another win in his storied career up at the Lebanon Valley Speedway, and as of now, he's just 34 points behind points leader Brett Hearn. Fonda's Wednesday night's modified feature was postponed because of the curfew to August the 10th. Jeff Strunk was disqualified down the Big Diamond Raceway from his second place finish on June the 3rd due to the right front tire not having a BGP stamp on it. Strunk was stripped of his points and levied a fine. And Billy Decker topped a 66-car field at the Clash of the Can on Tuesday night. At the Race of Champions, he took home an $8,000 prize. The Race of Champions will be at the Big Diamond Raceway on June the 22nd. And that's all we have for this week's show. Be sure to join us again next Thursday for another edition of This Week in Modified Country. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm your host, Sean Wood.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.